The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So welcome. Welcome, everybody. Welcome to a happy hour. And I wanted to say just a few words about this idea of loving kindness. Like the aspiration for loving kindness is to develop a boundless loving kindness, boundless goodwill. That means that it doesn't have limits, that it doesn't arise only in particular conditions, like we don't care about people or we don't have goodwill for them only if they are put the dishes away in the dishwasher after the cycle is done. Or, you know, I'm just making up a silly example, but this idea that it's not conditional. It's not that people have to behave in a particular way that matches our preferences or makes us happy or agrees with the same views that we have, same ideas that we have, opinions that we have. And to support this idea of boundlessness that is for all beings, you can include even beings that aren't human beings in this. We can think of loving kindness as similar to rain. I kind of like this idea that how rain lands, you know, it's indiscriminate, right? It just falls where it falls. And it might be that we see a place where rain is everywhere that we can see is raining. I mean, now we have modern meteorology, of course, that we know it's not rain on the whole planet at once. But the idea that the raindrops just fall. And everybody gets wet. All beings get wet. Plants get wet. The ground gets wet. Cement gets wet. All types of people get wet. Or as a simile in the Buddhist scriptures, in the literature, is this idea of there's a trumpeter, so somebody who makes a really loud sound. Back then they used a conch shell. And the sound just goes out for everywhere. It doesn't only go in particular directions or not and, you know, only to the left and not to the right, or only up and not down, or, you know, something like this. It even seems silly to even think about that. So this idea of having goodwill that is boundless, limitless, that means that it goes in all directions. So part of, there's a number of ways to practice loving kindness in the way that I've been teaching it, and of course, isn't the only way, but one way is that I use categories of people and that we start where it's easy, right? We start with a lovable being, and we use the category then to ourselves, and then we move on to the category of neutral persons, and then maybe difficult people. That could be one potential flow. And in some different ways that we could teach it, we could include the friends and family in there. There's a number of different categories, and we can use different types of categories. But the purpose here is not that we love people in all these categories, this reason why we use that particular practice, but more as just an effort to expand, to stretch our ideas of who we can send loving kindness to. It's an idea that the categories are a way in which to challenge us to go just beyond where it's easy. Because one thing it's important to recognize that these categories of people are not fixed. Right? Of course, if we think about this, that some people are not inherently a friend. It's just right now that's the quality of the relationship that we have with them. We're friends. There used to be a time perhaps when they weren't friends of ours. We didn't even know them. They're the same person, but we didn't have a relationship with them. And it might be that so my friend, maybe they do something and they get changed into a category of an irritating person. Or maybe they're in both a friend and an irritating person at the same time. And maybe our relationship shifts and they become friends again. My point is that it's not inherent in this, the people, the individuals out there. Instead, we're using this idea of categories as just a way to encourage us, to help us, to support us, to stretch the individuals to whom we can send goodwill, to help it to become boundless. Often when I'm teaching, I don't bring it all the way out to a difficult person. Some teachers do. But my experience has been that it naturally goes there to the difficult person, but that there's tremendous value in our just practicing here with the lovable being and with ourselves and maybe stretching out to a neutral person and others. We don't have to immediately go to the difficult person. So using the categories is a technique that we can use to exchange, to extend the range of the metta or the goodwill. It's a tool that we use. So I offer this as some support because sometimes there can be a question of, well, should I be this? I started using a lovable being here, but then it got a little bit complicated and there's a little bit of a struggle or a sense of I'm not sure this person. Then I start to notice all much the ways they aren't lovable. Or maybe I chose a lovable being and then this other one came to mind and then this other person and then a fourth person came to mind. And so I offer this idea of that using the categories is a tool that we can use to help us to support this aspiration for boundless loving kindness, that it extends in all directions. And if we have that as an understanding, it might help us when we feel a little bit confused or tangled up in the individuals that we're choosing for these different categories. So maybe we don't have to spend as much energy making sure that we're choosing just the right person. And instead, we can ask ourselves, is this helping me to extend the range? Is this supporting me for this aspiration of having more boundlessness of goodwill? And have that guide the way that we choose the individuals or the beings that we choose for these different categories. And then maybe one last thing that I'll put in here is that sometimes when we think about this idea of boundless loving kindness, boundless goodwill, metta without limits, sometimes we can hear some of these teachings and it feels a little bit unreal, or it feels a little bit idealized and unrealistic. And I don't know, maybe that was possible for people back in the time of the Buddha or something like that. Well, the invitation here is, what would it be like? You can use your imagination. What would it be like if you were a person that had boundless goodwill? How would that affect your life? How would that affect your ideas about yourself? What if it were possible to have goodwill for all beings? What if you could have goodwill for all beings? To hold that as a possibility for you, to hold that as something that perhaps you've already experienced this, and to maybe to tap into that experience if you have, or if you haven't, to hold this as a possibility for yourself. You're a person that can do this. It is possible to have loving kindness, to have goodwill for all beings in all directions. Maybe with that as an introduction, for our loving kindness practice. We'll start with a little bit of bringing some mindfulness to our posture, to our bodies, to support a sense of well-being and ease in the body, which can really support the mind and the heart having a certain amount of relaxation. We can start by taking 3 long, slow, deep breaths, just connecting to the experience of breathing. Feeling the movement of the abdomen or the chest. And maybe feeling that that movement is connected to the greater sense of the body, the larger sense of the body. Feeling into what it feels like to be here in this body now. You might notice there are certain areas of tension or tightness. It might be that some of those areas can soften and relax if we bring our awareness to them. It can also be supported with doing a little bit of a body scan, just in general. Some of the obvious places or usual places, common places we have tension are around the eyes and the jaw. Be the neck. What is it like to literally wiggle or move these areas a little bit? As well as bring our attention to these areas. Bring the shoulders down from the ears. Feeling into the chest. Maybe a really small movement, really small, to open up the chest. Softening the belly. Feeling the pressure of the chair or the cushion against our bodies. Bringing our awareness to our legs. And our feet. Our arms. And hands. And then returning to the sensations of breathing. the movement of the abdomen or chest, or the feeling of air going in and out of the nose. As best you can, letting thoughts be more in the background and the experience of breathing to be in the foreground. We don't have to make the thoughts go away. Maybe just take away some of the compelling nature of them. And then to begin our loving kindness practice, bring to mind a lovable being, somebody or some being for whom it's easy to feel some warm-heartedness, some goodwill, some tenderness, love, care, respect. This might be somebody you know and have a relationship with. This might be somebody who has supported you and helped you and you feel a lot of appreciation and gratitude. Maybe they helped you by some of their teachings or a book they wrote. You don't have a relationship with them, but you feel gratitude and warmth towards them. Maybe they are imaginary kittens, puppies, or babies. Whatever supports an experience of warm-heartedness or the idea of warm-heartedness even. So bringing the lovable being to mind, we can support our intention of cultivating loving kindness by saying these phrases. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. If there are any experiences of contentment or well-being, maybe a warm sensation in the heart, relaxation, ease, spaciousness, whatever it might be, even if it's just a small part of your experience, can you use that to support you, to be a foundation from which this sense of goodwill for a lovable being can grow and blossom, extend, stretch. In this way, our loving kindness practice doesn't have to just be the idea of goodwill, metta, but we could use our felt experience to be part of metta, folded in to the practice. The physical sensations. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. And then to use this loving kindness for the lovable being as a foundation, can extend it to include ourselves. Sometimes we neglect ourselves when we're doing loving kindness practice, or it might be that we take care of others. Maybe not take care of ourselves, not always. So bringing to mind either the experience of being here right now, the felt experience, or an image of yourself. Either how you are now, for example, on Zoom, or some people like to do an image of themselves when they were a child. Whatever feels accessible and supportive. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I live with ease. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I live with ease. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I live with ease. And then let's see if we can extend our loving kindness to include people that we don't know, we don't have a relationship with them, and it's not that we don't like them or that we do like them. We simply don't have a relationship with them. This could be somebody here on this Zoom call that you don't know. It could be somebody you often see walking their dog in your neighborhood, for example. I used to say postal carriers and grocery clerks, but for me, I have a warm-hearted feeling towards these people that are supporting us in this era of COVID-19. So see if you can choose somebody that you have a neutral. It's not that you dislike them, but it's not that you like them or appreciate them either. Maybe there's an imaginary person. And to extend goodwill to this person, may you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. May this neutral person be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. This might be a little more challenging, working with a neutral person. And just begin again, begin again, begin again. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. And now let's extend our loving kindness even further for all beings. All beings, everywhere. radiate our loving kindness for all beings. Those near and far. Those who look like us, those who don't look like us. Those who have the same views as us. Those who don't have the same views as us. All beings. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. And then to end this meditation, feel your feet on the ground and the pressure of the chair or cushion against your body. And when you're ready, you can gently open your eyes. So the idea that we use these different categories of beings as a tool to support us, this aspiration of having loving kindness, having goodwill for all beings everywhere, and to recognize that this is possible, this boundlessness of loving kindness, and just to notice for yourself your relationship to that idea of loving kindness for all beings. So it can be really helpful and supportive to articulate, to explore our own experiences and our own ideas about this. It can be really helpful to do this by sharing with others, connecting with others. So now I'd like to put you into some small groups. where you have an opportunity to talk about this. And you can talk about either the idea of boundlessness, like your relationship to that idea, or the the idea of using categories just as a tool, and therefore not having to choose the exact right person, but instead to just do this inquiry: am I expanding? Am I headed towards the direction of less limits on my loving kindness? Okay, so I'll give you maybe not as much time today as we have in other times. How about 11 minutes? And you'll have a chance to talk with others, and then we'll meet back here. Ben. Everybody. And so now I'd like to hear from you all. How was it, this exploration of using categories, the whole idea of boundlessness, and with regard to one's loving kindness? Would anybody like to share what that was like?
Kim, my right and my left.
I can see your hand up. Kim.
Just one comment that I have a hard time visualizing or thinking about metta to all beings. But if I limit it to human beings, it's a little bit easier.
Thank you. That's such a great point, right? All beings is more of an abstract idea than, like, if we include insects, right? An unknowable number of them. Yes. Thank you. Thank you, Kim. Mm-hmm. Anybody else? Phil, yes.
In our group, a number of us have had negative encounters with people recently, and running into this this difficulty with metta. One friend of mine put it like, if I have love for this person after they did that, it's kind of like I'm co-signing their behavior.
Yeah.
And we don't want to do that. So we talked a bit about how it's just hard.
Yeah. Yeah. This is why we start with the lovable being. This is why we start where it's easy, so that it becomes less about condoning their behavior, because of course we're not going to condone everybody's behavior, but and more about not closing our hearts. So it may mean that we say firm no to these individuals. I'm not going to see you. I'm not going to have a relationship with you. I'm not going to interact with you, or something like this. But not closing our hearts in the sense of we don't have hostility or ill will towards them. We still wish them well. Let's say that. Or maybe we're not wishing them the fullness of every joy possible, but we don't have hostility or ill will towards them. Yeah, Phil, this is a very good point that you're pointing towards, that this is, you know, this is where the practice is. Is where the it is possible, it definitely is possible, but it's a practice. And this is why we start where it's easy, so that we can feel ourselves really loving. Maybe that's the word, and then it's not so challenging. Thank you. Yes, Shai.
Yeah, something that came up in our group was the difficulty to feel love ourselves, because, like, a lot of us have been conditioned. And something that I was just reflecting on is, especially when, like, someone does us wrong, and we feel anger and, like, sadness, and those are totally appropriate responses. And so I think that I want to try playing with sending metta to those emotions that come up in myself, even the ones that are hard, and see if that because I sometimes struggle with jumping right to metta when you need to feel angry. It's like it's important to validate those emotions. So I wanna play more with that idea.
Excellent. Thank you, Shai. Thank you. Am I pronouncing your name right, Shai? Yes, yes. Okay, good. It's 7:01, but I see a few people have their hands up. So if you need to go, you can go, but I'll call on Yasna.
Hi, Diana. I am really cold to fill in Shai for the group discussion and the comments that they just made right now. I was having trouble feeling metta or somebody in my life right now. And I realized that maybe it's really not that bad now that I heard those comments, because it's not that I'm not feeling love. I'm not feeling love, but at the same time, there is no ill will. There's only, you know, anger and trouble saying, well, I'll do anything for you because I really can't. It's not at that point.
Yeah.
I don't know that the devil ever will be, but
Does there need to be having goodwill? Maybe it's, we could just interpret it as like not closing our hearts, not having hostility, not having ill will. Doesn't mean that we go out of our way. And as you said, right? Maybe, I guess my point is maybe how we define what does it mean to have goodwill, to have loving kindness for people, especially those that have harmed us. Yeah. Thank you, Yasna.
Thank you.
And Michael, I think that's Michael that's on the phone here. Yeah, see, you have your hand up.
Hello. Yes, it is. It is Michael. I really have heard a lot of wisdom, and our group shared a lot of wisdom. And I just think, for me, when I send the metta to the difficult being or the one who's done something wicked to me, wicked bad, not wicked good, it frees my heart of any anger and lets me feel a lot more lighter and neutral toward the person. And that's freeing. And when I don't wish them someone well, it's, you know, I feel heavy and it's not a good energy for myself. And I mean, that's like the opposite of sending metta to yourself. It's not kind. And then the other thing I wanted to make sure to share is I loved your intro at the beginning. I thought that was lovely and very sweet. So thank you for your sweet teachings.
Yes, thank you. Thank you, Michael. And Neil.
I know we're way over time, I guess, so I'll try to be quick. On top of what Michael was saying, I was thinking about, sometimes I think about just the idea that people who some people who've harmed me, I think, you know, they say hurt people hurt people, and this idea that if they weren't suffering, perhaps they'd be showing less pain around them. It's kind of makes it easier for me to kind of reconcile this idea of, like, it'd be great if they felt better, because everybody would feel better then, and they would feel better. And also a piece about loving the person, but not the action, and there being some, that those are two different things.
Nice. Thank you. Thank you. Yes. This recognition, right? If they had more ease, health, happiness, safety in their lives, they would be, chances are they'd be doing less harm to others. Yeah. Thank you, Neil. And the separation between the person and actions they might have done. Thank you. Yeah, right. This is why it's a practice. It's not so necessarily so easy. If you guys are willing to hang on, Kathleen, I saw, raised her hand. And
yeah. This really helped me appreciate the people who live in my immediate neighborhood. It's a condo complex. Mm-hmm. I go walking, and I didn't realize until recently that we don't speak the same language. Yet we've been communicating just in passing this goodwill that people will smile and say hello. And it wasn't until I tried to talk a little bit that I realized that these are neighbors that I was not aware of before, because I never saw them. And now there's this feeling between us, and it, and that's all I can think of. It's this sense of, I wish you well. I see you with your children, and I really appreciate being able to see you play with them. And it's just it's a warm feeling in a place that could be really cold. Mm-hmm. So I think that's sort of, I don't know that much about Metta, but I thought, well, I guess that's part of what it is.
Yes, I like the expression I used. I wish you well. I wish you well.
Yeah.
And maybe we'll close with that. With what does it mean to wish others well? Mm. And so maybe as part of our wishing each other well, as part of saying goodbye, and sometimes we say thank you to each other. I'll unmute us all. And so that we can kind of connect in this raucous, kind of unorganized way. So goodbye. Good night.
Goodbye. Thank you.
Bye. Yes. Good night, everybody.
Thank you.
Bye. Wish you all well.
Thank you.
Good to see you.
Bye.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.